Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. I like the one guy. Hey, Doug, how's it going? What are you up to? It's nice to see you. Welcome, everybody. So exciting that this is actually happening. Yes. We're coming to you finally after a postponement from December 26th of last year from the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. isn't that funny that I still have my lighter in my hand? Gee, what was he doing in the green room? It's Saturday, February 5th, 2022, and I brought a bag full of stuff. Yeah, there it is. And I'm going to throw it right there on the floor and never mention it again until I give it to somebody. If you are interested in what's in the bag, go ahead and... look at the video I made about it on my Instagram. At You Don't Know Doug is where you can look at that. Shout out to David Sanborn here in the audience. Where you at, David? Wow, several people all responded. But thanks for being here. It's very exciting that you're here, because one of the guests today, as I predicted, is in fact... maybe not going to get here in time. Yeah, so suspenseful. But in traffic, not, you know, didn't get sick or anything. And yeah, so we're obviously still doing a show. And if that guest isn't here when we get to the games portion, then the great David Sanborn is standing by. And are you willing to fill in, David?
Yeah, of course.
And then leave as soon as the guest shows up? I know, it feels like a humiliating thing to do to a person, but basically you're pinch hitting until she gets here. If, like I said, if we get to the to that part of the show. The slower I talk right now, the less likely that will be to happen. But thanks for being here, David Sanborn, and yeah, and we'll, regardless of what happens today, we'll have you back on the show sometime soon. Because as you may remember, some of you are probably here, He rose up like a phoenix out of the audience one time and was our third guest on the show and then beat the other guests' asses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it's done. Almost every time I have an audience member come up and play, it's not good for my guests. Because people who listen to the show know that what's going on a lot better than my guests on this show, who are often surprised and perplexed, but also hopefully delighted. Are you ready for me to bring them out here? All right, let's do it. Let's give a warm, sweet home San Diego welcome to Chad Daniels, Kevin Kraft, and Bree Pruitt. There's one.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
There's two. No Bree.
Bree can have the middle.
Yeah, she's going to take the middle spot when she arrives. And we will, like I said, we're going to proceed, as if she's here. That sounds good, Doug. Hey, Eddie. All right. So let's meet the two guests that are here. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically, starting with headlining all weekend here at ACC. That's what we call it. It's Chad Daniels.
Hi, everybody. I'm over here. Hello.
How have you been enjoying my sweet home, San Diego?
I love it quite a bit. I live in northern Minnesota, where it has been 42 days in a row of below freezing. And this is, guess what? I also pay $1,400 for my mortgage, so suck it.
Don't turn on them this early, Chad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just kidding. I love you guys. You have a wonderful city. Did you guys make the sunshine? I bet so.
That might be a record for you. I think you tell the audience to suck it at some point every time you're on the show, but you really got there fast today.
My apologies.
There should be some. I'm going to make a Chad Daniels Award for the guest that's mean to the audience the quickest. I already have the Pete Holmes Award, and that goes to the guest who speaks out of turn first. But that, of course, nobody won that award today because you guys are great. Chad?
Yeah.
I forgot to tell Chad that, like, the prize bag these days is I just bring a bunch of cool stuff, and I don't have my guests bring stuff because the listeners don't need to hear about all the different candy bars that somebody brought or what have you. But Chad walks in today and goes, hey, you still doing the prize bag thing? And when he told me what he brought, I was like, yeah, I'm still doing the prize bag thing. So in addition to what I brought, tell everybody, Chad, what you're about to give away today.
Absolutely. In this bag, there's pliers. Tighten some things up or make him confess that he did it.
Oh.
Got some duct tape. Got some zip ties.
This crowd is way too excited about these items.
Got some gloves to cover your fingerprints. I've got a shower curtain liner. And I have some Clorox bleach cleaner. And I'm so glad you let me give this away because I did not want to bring this shit back to CVS. And just be...
Oh, I thought you were going to say I didn't want to try to bring this shit on the plane back home.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll just bring it back and the guy would be like, oh, you guys made up, huh?
And so what do you call that?
I call that the Dexter Starter Kit.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's a TV show, but I'll allow it. I don't know if there's a good... Is there a good movie serial killer that we could have said instead of Dexter?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a Buffalo Bill or something?
Buffalo Bill didn't really have... Like, he didn't use all that stuff. He just had a home with a cool well in it.
He had a recliner and a broken arm.
I really just said that he had a cool well.
since you're down there in my cool well... Could you put some lotion in the basket?
All right. Also joining us today, it's our friend Kevin Kraft.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
The
Thank you for
only,
having me, Doug.
the only, sorry to interrupt you, but the only person to ever fill in as host on Doug Loves Movies in 15 years is Kevin Kraft. First person I'll call if I get another kidney stone. I'll just be like, dude, you're on call. It could happen or not happen. But how was your drive down today? You made it here on time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it didn't suck.
Right?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it can be a long one.
LA to San Diego on a Saturday, I guess, is not always the best idea, but that's all right. We're here.
I think
right?
so. I think there might be some audience members that did the same thing. Are there any LA audience members? There you go.
Oh, yeah. I was stuck next to traffic in him, with next to that guy. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know
shit.
That face.
Wow. You have a mind for faces in traffic. What a useless skill.
Well, thanks for everybody that made the drive. I live in Minnesota.
Yeah,
layover in
Salt
Lake City.
You're lucky that you got to come here.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the flight here was warmer than where yeah. you live. So yeah, so it's been a real win for you. Chad, where do you have to, you just go home on tomorrow?
I'm going to go home on Monday. I'm going to stay an extra day in your lovely city because Ooh. I love the city and the people, clearly. So I'm staying an extra day.
I was like, when I first texted him about doing this, because he's, you know, headlining two shows tonight and has been a frequent Doug Loves Movies guest, so I figured it was a pretty easy yes. For him to appear on the show. But I did ask you in the text, could you do Doug Loves Movies? Or are you going to bring your goddamn kids and go to the zoo while you're here?
Yeah. He did bully me, so I canceled two plane tickets, and here we are doing
Yay!
Doug Loves Movies.
Yay! I did it! That's awesome. All right, so like I said earlier, if we get to the games part and Bree isn't here, then we will, you know, we'll deal with that with Mr. Sanborn filling in for her. But since we do something before the games in every show lately, might as well do that now and see if that's going to stall enough for her to arrive. But don't call it stalling. It's what we would have done anyway, but with her sitting here. Which gentleman, Chad or Kevin, which one of you would like to go first? Oh, I also didn't really talk up that, of course, you have your own podcast, Kevin Kraft.
I do, yeah.
And it's on Patreon.
So I'm a co-host of the Jason Ellis Show, which right. is now a podcast.
And that's available where?
Anywhere you get podcasts.
Oh, okay, cool.
iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. We do 4 hours a week on Patreon as well. And then I have my own podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour, which you've been on, Doug. You were on episode 420.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I never remember anything I do on that day.
We smoked a lot of weed that day.
That day is just wiped clean for me every year. I spent a lot of 420s in San Diego, of course, because I grew up here, but none of them, I didn't get high on any of them. I really should spend a 420 in San Diego since I've become a comedian and a...
I hear it's lovely.
...pothead. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm telling you, April's tricky now because a lot of states, you know, a lot of places in this country, except for like California and Florida, can be downright snowy and chilly on 420. Which doesn't seem right. We're just, you know, it's only 10 days from May or whatever, and spring, you know, spring and summer. But yeah, so that's another thing I have to look out for on my 420 choices. So I don't want to be somewhere that's fucking cold. Nothing sobers you up quicker than cold weather.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you get high inside where it's nice and warm and you go outside and that cold hits you and you're just like, okay, not high anymore. Sucks, man. I mean, I'm still going to get high there. Not gonna not get high because it doesn't work as good. Still going to, you know, give it some effort. Okay, so anyway, I'm glad we mentioned all your stuff. Who would like to go first in recommending a motion picture? Can be any movie. Just got to pick one. Kevin?
Okay, sure. I'll go.
I heard you just saw Moonfall. You're not going to recommend that, right?
Nope. No.
If Fucking moon. Has anybody else seen Moonfall? How'd that work out for you?
It was pretty stupid, right?
It's a popcorn movie. I stuck my head in the popcorn bucket and fucking walked out. No, but I'm sure it's, you know, some people probably think it's fun.
It was worth the price of admission.
His movies are always silly disaster movies. So if you want a silly disaster movie.
This was the silliest.
Right, because it's about how the moon falls.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in there, too. It gets sillier as it goes, and you go into the theater knowing that this is a movie about the moon falling to Earth. And then that, by the time it ends, you're like, that was stupider than I thought it was going to be. How did they reach this level of stupid? But they got there, and it's one of those things you kind of have to see to believe. So,
hey, buddy, it could happen. You understand me? The moon could fall down from the stars onto planet Earth. You feel me, brother?
I don't even know how it stays up there. How is it not falling down
yet?
It's
on strings. How do you not know that? It's the good Lord's marionette. Everybody knows that. Sits up there and doesn't do nothing. Till it falls to planet Earth when the good Lord says so.
Just like when the White House went down. He made that movie too, White House Down. True.
But as far as movies that I could recommend,
yes,
I've been watching.
Recommend one movie.
I've been watching a lot of samurai movies lately. And
okay. Do you have one that was like, holy shit, when I tell people to watch this, every single person is going to be like, fuck yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
I think I got one.
Okay, which one is it?
There's this one that I think is on Hulu right now called 13 Assassins. And if you like...
we got a fuck yeah from the crowd.
Oh my God. That was fantastic.
It's pretty cool, man. It's like there's this, samurai lord who's very King Joffrey-esque. He's very fucked up and he does very mean, disrespectful things to people. And these group of people are like, you know what? Enough of this. We're supposed to swear blind loyalty, but we're taking this guy out. And they get this group of samurai together for like a suicide mission to take this guy on in his army. And it's, if you like samurai and swords and stuff, it's pretty cool. Most people have Hulu. You can just watch it. You don't have to pay extra.
I'm going to just watch it, I think. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have, because there's so much of that kind of stuff that it's nice to have one specific one, to go watch. I don't have to see 1 through 12 Assassins.
No.
To be up to speed.
They're actually not canon once the 13th one hits.
Oh, okay.
They just retroactively wipe
makes
all
sense.
Those out.
It's the perfect number to just cut bait and run.
Yeah.
Give up. You know how I remember how to spell Assassins? Because it's got twice the ass. A lot of ass on Assassins.
Assassins got cake.
I used to like to say that Antonio Banderas is an assassin. Three asses in very few words. All right, Chad Daniels, you're up next. What movie would you like to recommend?
Well, I'm going to recommend a movie that real movie fans aren't going to appreciate, but I'd like to tell you why I'm recommending it.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend The Last Duel.
Oh.
And I'm going to recommend it because everyone thinks 2022 is the worst year ever. But if you watch that movie, you realize the richest person on planet Earth had to light candles to see at night. So it's not so fucking bad. That's why I'm recommending it. It really gives you a look into how great 2022 actually is.
It looks like Game of Thrones without dragons.
It's Ben Affleck doing a great Jeremy Irons. He's got blonde hair and the mole perfectly on his face.
And he does an accent?
Oh, of course he does.
Holy
it's a Boston
shit.
Accent, but... Hey, kid, you're fucking wicked smart. You gonna fucking stick it with a knife or no? That's my...
Are there ever any apples in the movie? Because that's a great opportunity for a line.
I haven't seen it yet. Do they explain why Ben Affleck has frosted tips in the Middle Ages?
He's a bit of a poon hound. So I think that would explain
it. So he's a metrosexual way before his time?
He just walks into rooms and go, take your pants off. And then everyone takes their pants off, men and women. And then he's like, twists his little tips. And then he gets right in there.
I'm going to watch that movie eventually, but it's like people either think it's a masterpiece or it's awful. Like it's so polarizing.
Oh, I watched it while walking on a treadmill. I could give a shit, but the idea that you had to go hunt for your food and people are like, 2022 sucks. It's like, oh, I just ordered food on my phone. It's pretty fucking great.
All right.
Yeah. I always kill on this show, so this feels normal to me.
Yeah, this is going exactly how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And but I'm excited about The Last Duel as a recommendation because I haven't seen it myself, and I just, you know, that will help propel me to possibly actually check it out.
Sure.
You know, we'll see. There's a movie that somebody recommended very wholeheartedly, probably been 6 or 7 years ago now, and I said I would see it, and people keep asking me if I've seen it.
Oh my God, is that Predestination?
It's Predestination. I have still fucking, I have not seen fucking Predestination, and I kind of want to, right? I like kind of want to watch it, but it never gets me there. Cause
I watched it.
There's always so much good shit to watch that I have a stronger feeling about that I'll love it. I feel like I'll like it at best.
I'll say this. It's not the world's greatest movie, but I've never seen a movie like it.
Okay.
It's really weird.
Okay. See, that's not selling me on it.
Sure.
But it's time travel, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotta see this movie. I tell you what, I'm going to see this movie in the next 5 to 7 years. That is my pledge to everyone here today that I will fucking get it together. I should write down Predestination as Bree Pruitt's pick. And then, because then I put all the movies, I put the three recommendations, I put them together on the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter and let people vote on which one they prefer. But I leave a 4 slot saying, I haven't seen these movies. And that always wins. Tends to win, because, you know, people recommend obscure stuff sometimes. But
are you going to have enough characters on Twitter to explain why I recommended Last Duel?
No, it's no explanation.
You're just going to put
Chad
it out there?
Chad thinks yeah. Last Duel is good.
Yeah.
I don't bring up your treadmill. I don't, there's nothing else comes up. You're just stuck with that label. And,
okay.
Yeah. But people understand. The people, they listen to the show and they know.
Makes sense.
They know that I just force people to name a movie and under duress. And that when asked the same question of me, I just thought of one. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, it feels like it's free. I really like Tick, Tick, Boom. Yeah.
That's about the Rent.
Yeah, Jonathan Larson.
Yep, yeah, sure.
That Andrew Garfield just nails it. And even if you don't like musicals, I think you could tolerate it.
Sure.
Because it's really enjoyable. You know, if you're into the creative spirit and the drive to achieve something, and, you know, and he died young, so it's tragic, and it's, you know, it's got everything. And I liked it a lot better than In the Heights, strangely enough. And Lin-Manuel Miranda directed Tick, Tick, Boom, but didn't write it. And he wrote In the Heights, and somebody else directed it. So I just think he should keep directing other people's material.
Sure.
And that other guy shouldn't direct anything written by him. I want to get him on the show, so all of that was probably a terrible thing to say. Because one time I asked him on Twitter, you know, like I'll openly ask famous people sometimes on Twitter because, like, you never know when they might respond just because it's out in the open. And I asked him to do Douglas movies in New York, and he said, and I asked him about a specific date. He said, I can't do that, but keep asking. And I kept asking to no response. Like it went from keep asking to I'm not going to respond at all. So I, you know, of course I'm not going to keep asking. Like that, now I feel like a psychopath. Well, you said keep asking.
Yep.
You've asked me a million times, dude. You said it. I spread it. All right. She's not here. We've squeezed as much blood out of this stone as we possibly can. We've got games to play, but we also have a commercial break that I can throw in right now. So let's go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and guess who just arrived? It's Bree Pruitt, everybody!
I made it. Thanks for having me, Doug. Thanks for your patience. You good
this
San Diegans.
This worked out perfectly for everybody except for David Sanborn. he was taking the stage when Bree walked in. It could not have been better/worse timing.
Neil Armstrong had more steps on the moon that fell than David had on this stage.
The moon that fell. You had to add that detail.
Well, he's the one that went to Moonfall. He went, yay, and then how'd you like it? And then they all both did this with their hand. Come see, come sa.
Yeah, that's what that means. It's French. All right, so during the break, when Bree arrived, we had everybody select who they're going to play on behalf of in the games today. So Chad is going to be playing for Kelsey Potter.
Boom.
And Kevin is playing for Nat at the museum, and Bree is playing for Nicole. M. Night Shyamalan's old, with Nick, N-I-C-C in front of it, Nicole. Great job, everybody. And thanks for still bringing name tags. They're getting smaller and smaller, and Chelsea tried to bribe my panel with what looked like a gram of weed. And no name tag whatsoever, just the weed. And that'll work someday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But didn't work on this group.
Also speaks to the increasing availability of weed everywhere, so I don't really need to get it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
from
point.
The show.
That is true, but you know.
But free, I appreciate it.
Free
yeah.
weed is still free weed.
Truly,
though, you know.
I could probably
none of
find
that
much
tax money. You know?
Yeah, I could probably find that much weed in my car right now. So I'm all
right,
set.
Right, you just gotta you gotta be willing to really work for it.
Yeah.
I might have that much in my belly button right now.
Yeah, that does happen too. That's
you roll
something.
Over your stomach, you know.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Nature's rolling tray.
Before we play our first game today, let's catch up with Bree in terms of Chad and Kevin both recommended a movie. Have you seen a movie lately, or is there a classic that you would like to recommend?
I just watched Eyes of Tammy Faye, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's cute. I mean, it's always fun to see a modern actor doing an impression of someone like 20 years ago.
Right.
And they do pretty good, those kids.
Yeah. Well, Jessica Chastain, the whole time I was like, oh, this is if Tammy Faye were prettier.
Yeah. What's she so upset about? Like she's great.
Like she gets the, you know, the face and the mannerisms and stuff, but she's just a, you know, they can't hide that she's just a prettier woman to begin with. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild that they like they might give an Oscar out for like makeup to make a attractive movie star look a little less so. And she, I heard that she put on her own, like they, the makeup artists, they put on the prosthetics to change the shape of her face, but that she did her own makeup. And I assume it's to like feel Tammy Faye's, like, you know, going through that process, because she did wear a lot of makeup. And yeah, it's a pretty interesting movie. I think she nails it much better than I didn't believe Nicole Kidman as Lucy for a second. Like, the whole time she's like, that's Nicole Kidman.
Right.
What the fuck are you trying to pull? Like, you're, like the movie's trying to gaslight people. No, that's Lucy, man. She's back from the grave and did this movie, and she's amazing. All right, what was that movie you recommended?
The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That's right.
The makeup, right. Oscar.
Oh, my.
The whole deal.
That is fantastic.
Eyes of Tammy Faye. Yeah, I already know how the theme song goes. Our first game today is a new game, and I'm very excited to play it. It's called, these initials may sound familiar, it's called FMK, right? What does that stand for? Fuck.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yes. We're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill, but with movie titles.
Yes.
Oh.
I went on Twitter and did some Twitter polls where I just threw out a movie title and said, you want to fuck it, you want to marry it, or do you want to kill it? And then I wrote down the percentages that of the answers, much like, you know, Family Feud. And each one of you will get a chance to go first in this game, but we're going to start alphabetically. So Chad Daniels is up first.
Oh,
this first time.
Ready.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a movie, and then you get a pick between fuck, marry, or kill.
Sure.
And then Bree's going to get a pick, and Kevin's going to get a pick.
Sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, well, you each get one, and then I'll tell you what your scores are.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I got three rounds, and each one of you will get a chance to go first to keep it fair.
I'm very excited, Doug.
It's a weird concept. Like, as I was doing it, I was like, does this make any sense? Like, to, but also, that's what's amazing about a poll, is people will just answer it. You know what I mean? It's like, are you an asshole, yes or no? People will check probably no, but they still will answer it. They still try to defend themselves. So it is interesting how people just pick an answer. It's such an abstract concept. So Chad Daniels, the motion picture is Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What do you think got the highest percentage of votes? To fuck it, to marry it, or kill it?
A lot of good looking folks. I'm going to go fuck.
Okay, so this game's working out pretty good. It's pretty entertaining so far. Bree, between marry and kill, what would you take?
A lot of people really are attached to Tarantino and their favorite stars. I say marry.
Okay.
I think you made the right choice.
I love your reasoning. And what does that leave kill for Kevin?
Yeah, I will come in third place by default.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you may be surprised to know that kill got 32% of the vote. Yeah. I don't know why people want to kill it.
Yeah. I don't want to kill that.
Oh, but hang on. Marriott got 33% of the vote. Wait, hold on. Hold on. 35% want to fuck it.
Whoa. Make it 36.
No. I mean, what is even happening?
It's a very sexy
Isn't
movie.
Isn't it weird how it just broke down like that? Like,
it's very bloody and murdery.
Into thirds? Yeah, like, just really, like, I wish our country could come together like this. into three different groups instead of two.
Oh, well, we're gonna.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, so 35 for Chad, and then Brie gets the, what I say it was, 33, and Kevin is 32. Tight race. Next movie, Brie gets to go first. Oh, what's going on here? Pulp Fiction. Fuck it, marry it, or kill it.
I'm going to keep with Mary for the aforementioned reasons. Okay. People really like that movie. They like the poster. You know, they want to identify by that movie. They want to take that movie's last name.
You sound like me defending The Last Duel.
I like that fucking movie.
I like the name, yeah. Chad Fiction.
It's got a ring to
Sounds
it.
Sounds like, yeah, you don't exist. All right.
It's fucked up, man.
Okay, so Brie went with Mary. So what do you think, Kevin? You want to fuck? They want to fuck it, or they want to kill it?
Doug.
Yeah.
I will fuck that movie.
Okay.
In how many notes?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's the runtime again?
It's gonna be a long, long session. It's gonna be a long fuck. Or you'll get to fuck it many times. I don't know how it works. I don't know how someone fucks a movie. I know how, I've known some actors who have fucked up a movie, but that's a different that's a different thing. Okay, so that leaves Kill for.
Yeah, I was gonna go with Kill anyways. A lot of murder, some accidental,
you like Kill
murder.
Anyway? Sure. Okay. Well, Chad, the bad news is Kill did come in third place.
With 33%.
No, this one shakes out a little differently.
God damn it.
17%.
It's okay.
Wow.
Want to kill Pulp Fiction. So seems like it's a little bit more beloved, perhaps, than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 28% want to marry it, Brie. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Those people seem nice. I want to marry that movie with a lot of racist talk and a lot of F-bombs. I'm in love. 55% want to fuck Pulp Fiction.
Yeah! Woohoo! Three cheers for fuck!
It does seem, it seems very fuckable, that movie.
I mean, did you see that gimp?
Oh, woo! Man. That scene alone is very, very exciting. But for me, not in a sexual way. In an escape room way. Pulp Fiction, the original escape room. Okay. Who gets to go first this next time? It's down to Kevin.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah, we go Kevin, Chad, then Brie. And it's still anybody's game from what I can tell, but math isn't my thing. Let's finish it off. Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be curious to see how these three movies did pitted against each other as actual fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, will you pick one for each of the three?
Yeah,
each one?
Yeah. But oh, wow.
Oh, can I tell you mine?
Yes, please.
You came to it pretty quick, so I'm interested.
I'd fuck Pulp Fiction, I'd marry Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I would kill Inglourious Bastards.
Man.
What? That's what
That's
I would do.
That's tough.
That's what I would do if I lived in a country where you were allowed to do those things.
It's a
but
shame.
But I'm stuck in America.
Yeah. We have to fight for that.
Yeah.
Call your senator.
Hello, Senator. I would like to fuck a motion picture.
Specifically.
Granted.
Those are good Diane Feinstein. Did you just...
Thank you.
Kevin is...
Wow, I'm really torn on Inglourious, right? Bastards.
It's a tricky one.
What are you torn between?
I think I'm leaning between fucking Mary. It was a really good movie.
People,
I can't imagine
a lot of
anybody
people
wanted to
deep
kill
down
it.
Want to marry Hitler.
What?
I mean, when you put it like that, yeah. I will go. You know what? Fuck worked out pretty good for me last time. I'll go fuck again.
You're gonna just keep fucking?
Yeah.
All right.
Stay the fucking course.
Yeah, fuck away. Here we go. Chad.
I'm going to say kill. I'm going to say kill a lot of Nazis and such.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we murder them.
Okay.
Maybe we don't.
And that leaves for Bree.
Mary, I want to marry every one of those inglorious bastards.
Did you want to marry it? Anyway?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Dibs on Sam Levine.
Hans Landa.
Oh, that's right. BJ Novak.
Mm-hmm. It's a handsome crew. Eli Roth. Who they act like is a gigantic man in the movie, but I don't think he's that big in person.
The bear, yeah, that's right.
I guess it's because he's standing next to Sam. Anyway. Sam, BJ, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, right.
Not the tallest leading man. All right. Anyway, this was an interesting one because I don't know what it is about my followers or Twitter or this weird question, but with every movie, fuck was the winner. Like, everybody was most prefer to fuck these movies than to do these other things to these movies. Kill got 30%, Mary got 31%, and oh shit, I'm looking at the wrong one. Kill got 17%. Sorry, oh, Chad. Mary got 39 and fuck got 44.
Whew.
Yeah, and just for those that have curiosities, I had as a tiebreaker Django Unchained, and 39% wanted to fuck that, 31 Mary, and 30 Kill. Like, so it just people breaks down like that every time. Like, people just choose the ones that are towards the top.
People that spend a lot of their time on the internet want to fuck movies.
Oh, I see where you're driving at. It's like nobody's on the internet looking to marry something or kill something. I mean, there are people doing that too.
Right.
But people are looking at sex.
They've just come from redtube.com and they're like, I need to fuck something else.
Yeah. What am I going to fuck? Oh, there's a Tarantino movie over there.
Yeah. Do we think it's a quality of the director? That's what I believe. Like, if you did Alfonso Cuarón, you know, everyone would try to marry those movies.
I'd fuck E2 Mama Tompion.
What'd you say about my mama Tompion?
So anyway, so Kevin ran away with that one because he got two number ones, so he got way more points than anybody. So congratulations, Kevin.
Yay.
You did that. And do you know what you win, Kevin?
The prize bag.
No, that's going to an audience member that one of you is going to win for.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I go first in the next game.
You got to go first in the next game. That's all you win. It's not that big of a deal. But sometimes it's helpful to be first in a game. And this next game, have any of you seen the Nicolas Cage movie Pig?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Two of you saw it? Saw two?
I've seen
it. All three of you have seen Pig.
Sure.
Yep.
Like, when I ask an audience, I mean, this audience might be different, but like when I'm doing stand-up and I ask the audience if they've seen Pig, there's like four or five enthusiastic people among, you know, a couple of hundred. Like, I feel like the only people who've seen Pig are Pig is for them, and they love it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I haven't met anyone who saw Pig and hated it. Does that person exist in this audience? No, see? Yeah, you've seen it, so it's great. Or haven't seen it. Those are the two things that I find. It's depressing. I mean, yeah, if you feel bad for the man losing his pig and his desperate hunt for a pig, a specific pig, yeah, it's an intense movie. And it's not a comedy.
I know.
That's the craziest part.
It's depressing when you think there's an underworld of, like, truffle black markets. That's where I was like, what the fuck's going on with planet Earth?
Yeah. Really? No, it's a... Yeah. Yeah, Alan Arkin's son Adam is very, very mean in that movie. He's a meanie pants. But I love Pig because I love doing a terrible Nicolas Cage impression. And this is the perfect marriage of my impression and current Nicolas Cage movie because I love saying... Who has my pig? And that's the name of this game. This game is called Who Has My Pig? I am going to, Nicolas Cage is going to accuse a celebrity of having his pig. There will be clues to who that celebrity is in his rant about them having his pig.
It was a pleasure playing, ladies and gentlemen.
Each of you get to guess as often as you like. Until somebody gets the right answer. No audience guesses, please. And Yeah, between the three of you, just jump in whenever you think you know it. Nicolas Cage talking to, the only criteria is it has to be a famous person.
Okay.
I used to say it was actors, but I think that there's, sometimes I slip in a politician or somebody that's not an actor, although politicians are actors. Don't kid yourselves. okay. Is everybody ready? Does everybody understand?
I'm ready, Doug.
Okay. Do you have my pig? You were my best bud. Then we went racing with the moon, and I never saw you again. I guess that's the tree of life. It's Carlito's way or the highway. Got milk? Do you got my pig?
Sean Penn. Oh, you fucking God! Spit it out!
Pre-Pruitt with Sean Penn! You did it!
Race to the Moon? Was that the first clue?
Racing with the Moon is one of his early motion pictures where he and Nick Cage played buddies. It was both of them had only been in a couple movies at that point. And they were friends. They were best buds in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yep. And then I noticed, interestingly enough, they never worked together again. I mean, I could imagine both of them being like, not that guy. You know what I mean?
They fulfill the same role on a set, so it makes sense that that would be competition for...
Yeah.
Energy.
I feel like Sean Penn stays in character and Nick Cage stays crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's very sweet and normal in between takes. Like, I don't think he's that method, you know? Which is very funny. The movie Pig, he's got all this hair. He just looks like a, you know, just this wood gnome, wood troll, a giant wood troll.
Yeah.
And he, just imagine him sitting around on the set having lunch with that hair and just having a normal conversation. It's so hilarious. Okay, so that's who got that one? Okay, Bree. Bree's got 1 point. We're playing this game to 2 points. Here's the second one. Do you have my pig? Do not slap me in the face. I will not snap out of it. You need to take off. Holy shit. Who was first? Is anybody... That was...
It was a photo damn finish.
That was really...
Yeah.
That was a photo finish. So let's just say Chad loses.
No, nobody heard me. I said it at the exact same time those two did.
Did you?
No, but check the tape anyways.
Oh, man. I wish we could check the tape. To my ear, it really sounded like harmonizing, like Donnie and Marie.
Yeah. Chair.
Both saying chair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so chair, I mean.
Chair.
Oh, wait, I actually did say chair. That was my guess.
Have you met my friend Chair? Have you met my friend Chair? Have a seat. All right. Chair is the answer. I was going to go on to say, take off your mask and tell me. if you could turn back time. Would you have my pig? Or does Sonny have it? Yeah, it got dark at the end, and I'm glad
I still wouldn't have gotten there.
Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candle. Okay, so since that was a tie, I can't really call Bree the winner, so we're going to go to another round and just pretend that one never happened. Strike that. I'd like to ask the jury to pretend that that didn't happen. And the stenographer to strike it from the record. Where does this one start? And where does it stop? Do you have my pig? We tried raising Arizona together.
Holly Hunter.
Bree Pruitt is our winner.
Whoa!
That's great.
A wild stab.
Do you think I could find my pig if I watched broadcast news? Should I hire a hunter, Holly? Got real obvious at the end there. Let's do the tiebreaker, because the tiebreaker is my favorite one. If you've heard this game in the past, it's so funny. you ready for the tiebreaker? Yeah. Play as if it's real. Like, okay, maybe I'll declare the person who wins the tiebreaker.
We're playing as if it's real.
Winner.
I'll just put my mic down.
Yeah. Play like you normally do. Don't participate. Well, come on, Chad. You could do this. This is the one you could do if you could do any of them. Do you have my pig, Laura Dern?
Laura Dern.
I think that might be every round from now on. That is so funny to me.
I was still fucking third. I really was. What a nightmare.
I just love the accusation. Fucking Laura Dern.
I know you have my pig, Laura Dern. This is Oscar winner crime. All right. Well, we did that, and it was super fun. And
I'm sorry,
and Bree,
Kelsey,
you won that, so that means you get to go first in our next game, and you know when our next game is gonna happen. After the break, we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! I've never done the like waving my arms around to get the audience to do that, and I appreciate everybody playing along. That's fun, and I'll probably do it from now on. It's fun to get everybody whipped up. So Bree officially won the Who Has My Pig game, so she gets to go first in last person standing. The game where all four of us, I like to play along, take turns naming movies that an actress who is suggested by an audience member is in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But all of you get to go to your lifeline once that's the person whose name tag you chose. Yeah.
So get your shit together, Kelsey.
So Bree... Bree can go to Nick Old.
Which I thought when I saw it in the audience was Sicario, and that also works. Nicario.
Maybe next time.
And freebie.
You'll do an older movie. Older than old. Did you see Old, by the way?
Yeah.
I was out on director and premise. Those two things were all I needed to go, no thanks. Okay, so anyway, before all of us grow old, I should spit this out. So I'm going to ask for audience members to raise their hand if they think they have a suggestion of the name of the actress that might be sitting in my wallet. It's been there for a while. We'll do up to four today because I really do want to give away $380 is what it's up to now. And it'll be $400 when I come to Sacramento in 2 weeks if it doesn't happen today. I really want it to happen today, though, because I'm tired of it. And it's fun that it would happen in Sweet Home San Diego. And there were no shows in between the postponed show and this show, so no other city got a crack at it. You know what I mean? So this is like a make good on the fact that San Diego was supposed to happen earlier than now.
I have faith, Doug.
I think it's going to happen tonight.
I feel it.
Yeah.
There's like a vibration in the room.
Everyone's all a titter.
But that's probably the trolley cars going by outside. Oh, shit. We've got a beverage down.
We're good.
Okay. It was empty.
It was empty.
It's okay,
everybody.
Guys. It's okay.
Sit down. All right. Here we go. Please volunteer your hand into the air if you'd like to suggest a name for us to play today. This lady's telling the guy next door, he said women. He's like, yeah, but I really have a good name, so I'm going to throw my hat into the ring. But this lady on the end is going between raising her hand and fixing a crick in her neck. I'm not sure which one. Are you officially raising your hand? Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Joy.
Joy, and what's your suggestion?
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz is a great suggestion, and we will play her today, but she is not in my wallet.
Ooh.
I should have brought my fun little whistle to blow if somebody,
oh, yeah.
if somebody actually gets it. But let me write down. Penelope Cruz is one of the four names, and Chad is already relieved. I mean, it might only be two names. We'll see what the next one is. But we can all agree that we need more, right?
Yeah, I could use another one.
I need three more.
Okay, well, we'll do three more names for sure, even if somebody hits it. I love this guy over here.
I like how my Uncle Ken still has his hand up.
Really going for it. But I'm going to go with this lady here because she got here early enough to get a front row seat. And what's your name? Teresa, okay, slow down, Teresa. Wait until I ask you. Okay, go.
Betty White.
Betty White, holy shit. I mean, that is a wonderful tribute that you would waste your guess with a great actress mostly known for TV and game shows and dogs and animals. But she's the greatest. And you don't yell out already names of movies she was in. So did you hear that, Chad?
Sure did. Can I go first?
Chad's got one. He's got one in the quiver. He's got one ready to go. All right. But that was I love that you said that because I, of course, I'm a big Betty White fan. All right. So here's the lady in the front row. Another front row lady. What's your name?
Sarab.
And what's your suggestion, Sarab? Oh my God! Look at Chad's face. He's so unhappy with that.
What are we doing,
Liz Doug, Taylor? Elizabeth Taylor is what she suggested.
Can we maybe bend the rules and get five names?
I think we might have to. I think we might have to because, wow, Liz. I mean, I can name five or six maybe. You know, in a pinch, and then a few more maybe if I think about it some more. But, you know. I like to say she's before my time, even though that's not really true. I just didn't pay attention to her as a youth, really. She was just always fighting with Richard Burton.
I could name a commercial.
A commercial that she's in? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What was Diamonds or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Your turn.
Okay. So let's do another one. His hand's back up. I love this. I love that dude so much. But wait a second. What happened to second row? I thought there was a lady in the second row. This over here, what's your name? Yeah, you.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your suggestion, Lisa?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt! I'm going to have to be frank with you. And Blunt. No. Emily Blunt. All right. Well, your request is going to be granted. I'm going to take one more name. One more name. This could be from any row. I want to see who thinks they really have solved this mystery. Not like I know actresses' names and will say one. Like, I really think I figured this out. All right, she's got one hand up right now, and it keeps going up. Yeah, what's your name? Yeah, you.
Chelsea.
Okay, we got more than one. We got more. Oh, Kelsey. Oh, it's Kelsey with the name tag? Oh, you're already in the running for the name tag, so I shouldn't pick you. So the lady with this behind Kelsey, what's your name?
Siva.
What's that?
Siva.
Okay, Siva. Diva with a C. Siva. She said that, not me, for the listeners. I don't immediately jump to those kind of devices to remember a name. But Siva, what is your suggestion? She was so... Those arms were saying, I'm going to nail this. And the answer she came up with was Phoebe Cates.
What are your thoughts on six names?
I like six names. I like six names, and I cannot lie.
What's the audience's thought on guessing someone that's in more than one fucking movie?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
I'm afraid that's part of the issue is people think, oh, it must be somebody obscure or somebody that's, you know, for certain reasons hasn't come up yet. But I gotta say that second row dude, he's been so, you know, he's just been there in a way that makes me feel like he really is gonna say it and put us all out of our misery. What is your name, sir?
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah, that's my Uncle Ken.
What's that?
That's my Uncle Ken.
For reals?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second, Ken. I mean, I'd love for you to have the money, but what's the deal with your Uncle Ken? He lives in San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I knew that you had family down here because you said that when you came down here before.
Was he raising his hand to show arm's length?
No, he just likes participating.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, he's really into it. He wants to say a name, but he doesn't listen to Doug Loves Movies, does he? He just came to see you today.
Yeah.
So he's really going to just be taking a wild shot, but he's acting so confident. What's that? I listen all the time. He says he listens all the time, Kevin.
I'll take his word for it.
How come the two of you don't talk about how much you love Doug Loves Movies?
I assumed Kevin knew I listened.
Did you listen to the one that he hosted?
Yes, I did.
Is that what got you hooked? Yeah. And then next week you're like, who's this asshole?
I thought this was a nephew podcast.
I thought Kevin hosted Doug Loves Movies. All right. What's your name? What's his name again?
Ken.
Okay. I just love the shame that you had in having confessed that he's your uncle.
Since you
had to blurt it out. You could have just kept it to yourself. Ken wasn't going to bring it up.
Since you had to ask his name again, can I try my arm's length joke again? That got fucking nothing. It's a pretty good joke. They're related. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they didn't laugh because he was holding his arm up like this. If he went arm's length, maybe.
I just thought it was a great
play on words.
But it
wasn't really a lengthy arm. It was like a hook.
You can't wait to get a hooked,
casual arm.
DM from one person.
Casual Ken and his flapping arm. Who listens to the show. So we got to give him a shot, right? All right, Ken. Who is it? He said, it's easy, Sandra Bullock. And it's like, well, finally we have a name of somebody who's been in a million movies. But no, she's come up quite a bit in this game. Because when you ask a man, name an actress, Sandy B. Sandy B comes up. And then when you ask, did you see The Lake House? Did you see Miss Congeniality?
Whoa.
No. She's the girl from Speed.
Well, I had two movies. Thanks a lot.
She's got a lot, dude. You're going to be in good shape. All right, so the money, nobody won the money today. I'm sorry about that. That means $400 is on the line in Sacramento.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they do with it. Maybe this is too much pressure at this point. But Penelope Cruz, Betty White, I mean, this is just a memory game trying to remember all these actresses. Penelope Cruz, Betty White, Phoebe Cates, Elizabeth Taylor, Emily Blunt, and Sandra Bullock. We will name the films of those six actresses until one of you lasts longer than the other two. I said Bree gets to start.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I are, you know, pretty confident. So we will go that way. And so it's going to go
Thank you, Doug.
Or is it? That's an interesting question. Where you're sitting right now, where you don't think you know a lot of titles, would you rather come up second or fourth?
I don't care. You pick.
I am picking, but I'm just still wondering strategically.
I have no strategy but to ask Kelsey.
It doesn't really
Kelsey
matter.
Kelsey Porter!
I'm going to need your help.
He's going to go to you. And you're going to need to help him, Kelsey. It really is going to come down to you for sure. Right, Bree and Kevin?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so we'll go Bree, Chad, me, Kevin. Please don't say any from the audience.
I glared at the woman who already said one. Go, Brie.
Okay, the first film I will choose is Penelope Cruz's Vanilla Sky.
Sure. That's where she met her future.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
I did know that one.
I was taking the low-hanging fruit first.
Okay.
I didn't consider that low-hanging fruit. I thought no one was going to... I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I will go... Can you tell me what... are we eliminating what she said? Can you tell me what it was? Because I have a movie, but I don't know if it was what she said.
No, we're not eliminating it, and I thought you said you heard it.
You said Betty White, and I only know two Betty White movies.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it was one of those.
Yeah. So you might want to save those. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd go ahead and say the Sandra Bullock movies you can think of.
Who are the actresses again?
Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock. I just say that six times. No, Penelope Cruz.
Oh, I'll do Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There you go. Phoebe Cates. Good job.
You know, you're going to not be thrilled with yourselves that you didn't clap when I got one movie. I just want you to know that. It feels right to do it. Because there's going to be three more gone by the time it gets to me.
All right, my turn. Gremlins, Phoebe Cates. Kevin?
I remember what she said, Doug. She said Lake Placid.
Yes, that's right. Great Betty White film, and a great film overall, if you want to check it out. I mean, it's silly, but it's a great Betty White.
I think she says the F word, right? Didn't she say the F word in
probably.
It?
Yeah, and it's like PG-13. You know, she had the one F-bomb.
She got it.
We got to fucking give it to Betty.
It's in her rider. She gets the one F-bomb in every PG-13
F-bomb
movie.
In this movie, I'm going to fucking say it.
It was in her rider.
What?
Oh, you haven't fucking laughed all night. Who gives a shit? Oh, now you think I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Okay.
Speed.
Sandy B.
Oh.
Chad, back to you.
We're doing the things you said?
Back to you in the studio, Chad.
Great, Lake House.
Which one?
You said Lake House earlier,
you
right?
Lake House,
I'm stealing it.
That's fair. You can do that.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, right now you're not great at this game, but I bet you were really good at it while you were sleeping.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. I get it. I got it.
Kevin?
I'll go Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yeah, might as well get that one out of the way. Brie?
What a piece of shit, huh?
Miss Congeniality. Let me just, you know, cleanse the palate with a fantastic movie.
There we go.
Chad?
Blindside.
Yes. She won the Oscar for that one.
Thank you.
She did not win anything for Bird Box.
Ooh. Oh, man. It just flew out of my brain.
Oh, no. Get it back.
I'll get it. Fucking.
Or you can kill time using your lifeline.
That's true. Or... You know what? I'll just do...
one of those.
Pick Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Nice. Phoebe Cates reprising her role. Brie Pruitt.
Miss Congeniality 2.
Now, here's where
there's
it's a
little
subtitle. Bit of quicksand. Yeah, what's the subtitle?
Fuck me. Nope.
I wish that was
the subtitle.
Wouldn't
have flown in the Chinese market.
What is this, a Quentin Tarantino movie?
All right, maybe I back up off that.
Chad's right. You guys aren't laughing at his funny jokes.
Thank you. They never do. They sit there and fucking stare. And that's okay.
Oh, but when they're listening at home, when they listen to this at home, they're going to laugh so hard.
Arm's length? Jesus Christ.
You're more fun when they can't see you.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's much less anger from you when you can't see the face. Whose turn is it?
It's my turn. I'm back. I don't even remember the last movie that I said. I'm going to change it. Do you guys know the film Cleopatra?
With Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was a big movie.
Holy shit.
big,
that's
big
great.
Budget flop.
Thank you.
I didn't think anyone was going to get one of those.
Oh, I'll throw down some.
I'm sure
yeah,
you
I know this guy I'll throw
Liz
down.
Taylor, I don't care.
Is there a movie, now you know that I am very great at describing movies, but not knowing the names. Is there a movie called The Engagement?
Oh, wow. The audience is indicating that you are wrong, but close.
God damn it.
Yeah. Would you like
and
to
I think it has two of the actresses in it.
Oh, little so double.
I'm a fucking yeah. double whammy, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. Probably maybe the only movie that has two of the actresses, but I'm not sure about that
the
either. There's six fucking actresses.
I'm thinking to myself here, but it was like, is there an extra word at the end or?
No, you gotta move on. You're not gonna
okay.
get it.
Okay, then I'm gonna go to Kelsey.
Let's go to Kelsey. Don't say the movie he's thinking of because it might come to him or one of us might steal it. Unless you don't have anything else.
I have another movie, but I'll say the 355.
The 355, which one's in that?
Cruise
is in it. Nice. All right, cool.
Ooh, shit.
Cool.
Nice.
You know what else she's in? It's in theaters now, Parallel Mothers.
No. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Pedro Almodovar.
Oh, Pedro Almodovar.
Yeah. Almodovar, yeah.
You guys going to take my word for stuff?
It's in theaters right now. I don't know how much.
I'm just kidding. Holy shit.
Chad! Okay. Kevin?
Wait, is Emily Blunt's in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The blunt still exists?
We got so many blunts.
Get the blunt.
Fucking 5-year engagement.
Yeah, 5-year engagement.
Yeah.
Not the movie Chad was thinking of. No. Bree?
Your Almodovar reference made me think of Volver.
Of course. Another Penelope Cruz.
I'm only here because I'm working in San Diego this weekend. Clearly, I don't know any movies. Except it's called The Quiet Place. Is that right?
Quiet
that
Place.
Yep. Okay, great.
A?
And if one of you
A
fuckers the? Steal the sequel, you sequel bitches. Don't you dare.
I do want to take it, but I have so many options at this point. So I'll just show off my Elizabeth Taylor knowledge. And say, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Wow.
Kevin?
I'm sorry, Chad, but I am going to steal the sequel to A Quiet Place.
That's fine.
Demolition Man. Good old Sandy Bobo.
Yeah. Bree.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so fast.
Just locked it in.
Cleopatra 2 Tut.
It comes back around.
Cruise
quick.
Control.
Is that
Chad,
not
you had a great run.
Thank you.
Kelsey helped you when you needed it.
Sure did. Thank
yeah,
you, Kelsey.
And unfortunately, you know, that's all Kelsey could do. But thank you for being here.
Appreciate
and
you
we'll
having
talk
me.
To you a little more in a bit.
Okay. Great.
Oh, I mean, at least there isn't like a trap door or something. I'm not Ellen DeGeneres. Okay, I'm gonna keep going on the Elizabeth Taylor tip because it's just fun. Because I never talked to anybody about Elizabeth Taylor movies. She was in a film called The Mirror Cracked.
I believe you, Doug.
Yeah, it's true. It's in theaters now. Kevin.
This is getting a little intense. I can really feel the gravity of the situation.
Oh!
That's right.
That's how we're going to play it. I see. I see. Bree?
How about Not Without My Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Which is another Penelope Cruz Almodovar collab.
Okay.
That all the kids are talking about.
Yeah, they love it. You know, if we added three more names... If we added three more names to this, I would like them to be Vicky, Christina, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Ooh.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Kevin.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Blunt.
Sounds like a sequel.
Bree.
How about Elizabeth Taylor in Black Velvet?
Sure. I don't know what the fuck that is, but you really sold it. No, because I know what's happening. I get it now. Pick something else.
Yes, no problem, sir.
I just don't want you to, you know, make any mistakes.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's time for me to say Miss Congeniality too. Red, White, and Blue.
No.
I think it was Red, White, and Two.
Legally Blonde, Red,
Red, White,
and Blonde.
Red, White, and Blonde.
No, they go a different fun subtitle
cute,
with...
Cute.
But you could come up with another Sandy
Definitely.
Bullock or another Liz Taylor
Phoebe
or another
Cates.
Emily Blunt or Phoebe Cates.
You said a new batch. Who is Emily Blunt?
Betty White.
Did you do A Quiet Place too? Bam!
Yeah, that one doesn't even have a subtitle. It's not like Quiet Place 2. Quiet Place 2 shit got quieter.
Shh.
Quiet Place 2, shut up, I mean it. Quit fucking around. How many of these movies? How many
that
times
was ice
do we
cold.
Have to deal with this? But that's cool. That was like the sounds make the thing come out, and the Sandra Bullock movie, Bird Box, is like you can't look at the thing
right.
or it'll attack you. But you know what I heard is the cure for when you get attacked in Bird Box, just drink a little Love Potion number 9.
Ooh! Sandy Bobo. Oh wait, didn't she just do a new Netflix one
she
that was
did.
Like The Informant? The I would like to go to my lifeline.
Where are who's your lifeline again? Where is it? What's your name?
Natalie.
Oh, Nat. Okay, Nat.
Wait, is Sandra Bullock
on
the people?
She is.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. That's good. It's good for you to double check. She's in
the
what?
Heat. Oh, that's right.
The Heat. The Heat. Yes, not just Heat. The Heat.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
With
the Heat.
Melissa McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah.
Directed by Paul Feig. All right, Bree.
Penelope Cruz stars in, The Mexican.
No.
She wasn't
was
in
Julia
that.
Roberts.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
I better not get canceled for this. She was in a shoot, bang. Unsure. Nicole, please.
Oh,
enlighten.
She's
give
going
me,
to
give
her
me,
lifeline,
give me.
Nicole.
Penelope Cruz was in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
What
Penelope
the fuck?
Cruz,
that's amazing.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. That's a real full title situation right there.
Oh, my God.
Nicely
done. Give it up. That was incredible.
Goodness.
Nicole on Stranger Tides?
Bravo.
Incredible.
It's like you're armed and fabulous.
Oh!
Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous.
There it is.
Yeah.
Kevin? Wow.
Penelope Cruz.
Uh-huh.
In Gothica.
What? With Halle Berry?
Yes.
Okay.
She was one of the mental patients
if
in there with her.
If you say so. You know more about that movie than I do. Wait, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Bree.
You might have just walked away with this,
Kevin. He might have. I'm going to make him come up with one more correct answer, though. So start thinking, Kevin. Because I got plenty.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all gas in this tank.
Well, she was in this. I'll try on the Netflix movie that I also watched that Kevin was referring to that Sandra Bullock is in. Mm-hmm. She is an informant. She works as an informant, but it's a one-word title, and she's coming back to her life because she's kicked her trauma, and it's the comeback.
Let me make a quick proposal.
Keep going. I want you to do a monologue.
No, I'm just kidding. I know the name of that movie you're talking about. I just watched it recently because I watch every movie that makes it to number one on the Netflix movie charts. Or I try to. I'm a little behind right now, but I know what that movie's called. She gets out of prison, So I don't know if I'd call her an informant necessarily. But anyway, you know, just tries to get her life back after being in prison. Do you give up, Bree?
Yeah, I give up. Prisoner. No. The.
It's called Unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course, the proposal is what Chad was trying to think of when he said the engagement. It's got both Betty White and Sandy B in it. Kevin, give me. Do you want me to give another one before you give one more?
No.
Seems old. Oh, you don't want me to take the one you're going to do? Let me try to think of which one you might do and steal it. I don't think I could do that. I mean, I don't think I could steal it because I don't think I'm going to think of one that you... Oh, Emily Blunt? Was that who you were going to do?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Do it. Don't do it.
Oh, shit. Are you on the edge of tomorrow?
No! No! Wait. It has two titles. Live, Die, Repeat. We can share it.
You win anyway. Kevin Kraft is our winner. Holy mackerel. What a barn burner. And congratulations to, you know, it's a good thing I wrote it down because I always forget who you're playing for. Who you're playing for?
Nat.
Oh, yeah.
Nat at the museum.
I just forgot Nat a few minutes ago. Apologies for that, Nat. And congratulations. You're the winner of, I'll just tell you this much, a pair of, like, insanely ugly Crocs. like
oh,
even,
wow.
Even by Croc standards, I don't think they're, here, I'll show them to you. Boop.
Whoa, those are cool, actually. They're hella cool.
I got a worse color of Crocs than these, and I had to bedazzle those with some beads, and now they're pretty cool. But anyway, congratulations to Nat. You won all the stuff. And you got all of Chad Daniels' stuff, too. Chad Daniels, while I pass that off to her, could you please do your plugs, promote yourself?
Sure. Hi, it's me, the one that wasn't getting laughs. You can find my tour dates at chaddaniels.com and thatchaddaniels on Instagram. You can see pictures of the kids I was raising while I wasn't watching movies.
You're just watching probably a lot of movies that don't have credits and whatnot.
You want to talk Kung Fu Panda? Let's do it.
Oh, Penelope Cruz did a voice in that.
Uh-uh.
No.
That I know for sure.
All right, I'll try to remember that next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually don't have any Kung Fu Panda experts on the show. Bree Pruitt.
Yes, Bree Pruitt across platforms on social media. You can you can listen to a podcast that I do called You Can Do It with Bree Pruitt. It's a pep talk podcast, and it's a lot of fun. Sweet.
Yeah. BRIPRUETT. And Kevin, KRAFT.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug? We talked to you earlier about your shows, but mention them again.
Sure, yeah. You can hear the Jason Ellis Show podcast. I'm on that. And we have a Patreon where we do 4 extra hours every week.
Wow.
And then I have my own side podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour. If you're listening to this, you're probably a fan of Doug. He was on episode 420. That's, I think, is still listed in the feed. And yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Kevin Kraft.
I love it. Kevin, can you join us on, you know, over Zoom next week from tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday? Like, you know, we'll do it like at noon. We'll do it a few hours before the game. Can you join us then, you think?
Sure. Yeah, I hate the Super Bowl.
All right. You don't have to. Oh, perfect. All right. Let's do it during the Super Bowl. But anyway, well, I'll reach out to you about that. And thank you for all three of you for being here. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Sacramento February 19th at 4:20, if someone can figure out the name in my wallet, they'll get $400 in cash. Sacramento Punchline, 4:20. Follow Doug Loves Movies on Twitter. And thank you, American Comedy Company, and everyone who came out today. Thank you, Chad Daniels, Bree Pruitt, and Kevin Kraft. And as always, cue up that theme music. It's It's a short one. I'll be right here.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in